Champion Tiger Woods, and we've been in touch with Tiger, hoping he will respond to the Fuzzy Zeller comments of the last couple of days. Tiger, good morning.
Misers.
Tiger.
I just heard about the Fuzzy Zeller comments again.
Uh-huh.
And I heard you guys were talking about winners and losers.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say that I think Fuzzy's a loser.
Ooh.
I'm a winner.
Uh-huh.
Because I've won a green jacket, and Fuzzy has lost the respect of the golf world. But let me tell you what I'm going to do to that racist, fast-talking cracker. I'm going to gather up all my Coblin Asian friends and go to Fuzzy's house and smash all his David Duke trophies with my driver. Then I'm going to take out my 2-iron and insert it so far in Fuzzy that when he yawns, I'm going to be able to read the name Top Flight. Musers.
Tiger.
Hi, I just wanted to respond to the Fuzzy Zeller comments again.
Okay, now you've already responded once this morning, but well, hey, you're Tiger Woods. You can do it again if you want.
Well, I heard his comments again about the collard greens and the fried chicken.
Uh-huh.
And I just wanted to say that if Fuzzy wants to learn something about fried chicken, he's going to learn about it when I dress up like Colonel Sanders and go over to his house and see how many sleeves of balls will fit down his throat.
Jeez.
Then I'm going to take out my driver, and I'm going to hit him in the jewels so that the balls will fly out of his mouth and go 300 yards.
Jeez.
And with all...
Zeller joining us on the Sports Radio 1310 ticket hotline is none other than Tiger Woods. Good morning, Tiger.
Good morning, musers.
How are you?
I heard the Fuzzy Zeller comments, and I wanted to respond to them.
Okay.
First of all, I'm not a boy. I'm 21 years old.
Uh-huh.
And I think I've accomplished something that is unprecedented.
Uh-huh.
I should be respected for that.
Uh-huh.
And second of all, I'd like to tell that fat Morton Downey Jr. looking racist that I'm going to come over to his next Klan meeting and shove 15 collard greens up his backside and wedge him in there with my 9-iron.
Well, it wasn't really under the circumstances that I thought we would eventually get Tiger on the show, but
sure enough, we got him to sound off with a hot sports opinion.
Thanks for calling, Tiger. Arnold and Garland, you're on. With further reaction to the Fuzzy Zeller comments made after the Masters, once again joining us now on the ticket hotline, the man himself who won the Masters, Tiger Woods. Good morning, Tiger.
Hi, musers.
Hi.
How you doing?
I heard the Fuzzy Zeller stuff again. And I'd just like to say that I'm not a boy. I'm a professional golfer who's won the Masters. But Fuzzy's a winner, too. He wins a free visit from me. And I'll come over and ram my sand wedge up his backside. I'm also going to pry out his eyes and replace him with Top Flight balls.
Oh, goodbye.
Oh, brother.
840 on Sports Radio 13. 10 on the AT&T wireless line. Now, we understand, I think we got Tiger Woods on the line again.
Again?
With another response. Tiger, are you there?
Musers.
Tiger.
Tiger.
I just heard the Fuzzy Zeller comments again, and I wanted to respond to them.
Okay.
First of all, I'm proud to be an African-American, and while we're talking about color, I'm proud to wear the green jacket.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And I'd like to tell America that I don't deserve these comments. And I'd like to tell that David Duke honky that I hope he chain smokes so much that his lungs go crazy on him and he coughs them up on the fairway, and I'll get out my driver and tee up his lungs and knock him into kingdom come.
Well, Tiger's dark. Strong statements from the Woods camp.